The seven spiritual laws are as follows. First law, the law of pure potentiality. The source of all creation is pure consciousness, pure potentiality, seeking expression from the unmanifest to the manifest. Second law, the law of giving. In our willingness to give that which we seek, we keep the abundance of the universe circulating in our lives. Third law, the law of karma. When we choose action that brings happiness and success to others, the fruit of our karma is happiness and success. Fourth law, the law of least effort. Nature's intelligence functions with effortless ease, with carefreeness, harmony, and love. When we harness these forces, we create success with the same effortless ease. Fifth law, the law of intention and desire. Inherent in every intention and desire is the mechanics for its fulfillment. In the field of pure potentiality, intention and desire have infinite organizing power. Sixth law, the law of detachment. In our willingness to step into the unknown, the field of all possibilities, we surrender ourselves to the creative mind that orchestrates the dance of the universe. Seventh law, the law of dharma. When we blend our unique talent with service to others, we experience the ecstasy and exaltation of our own spirit, which is the ultimate goal of all goals. The seven spiritual laws put a person in touch with the mechanics of nature. When you consciously align your life with spiritual law, you're asking the universe to support you with success and abundance. This is the key to becoming aware of your own being and using its infinite power. The earlier someone is taught how to live in the most harmonious and creative way, the more likely it is that all of life will bring success. This is what we are asked to pass on to our children. Every spiritual tradition contains some version of these seven laws, but they emerge in their purest form from the ancient Vedic tradition of India, which articulated them more than 5,000 years ago. The seven spiritual laws emerge from one vision, which is as follows. Human beings are made of body, mind, and spirit. Of these, spirit is primary, for it connects us to the source of everything, the eternal field of consciousness. The more connected we are, the more we will enjoy the abundance of the universe, which has been organized to fulfill our wishes and desires. Only in a state of disconnection do we suffer and struggle. The divine intention is for every human being to enjoy unlimited success. Success, therefore, is supremely natural.